Hello, everybody. This is Tena, and thank you so much for joining me here and co-creating this call with me. This is the first call in the Relationship with Money series. In this series, we will clear blocks that prevent us from creating loving relationship with money. This series consists of three calls. Today is the first call. It's about clearing the money's role as a persecutor. Next week, next Saturday, will be called Money as a Victim, and the third one will be Money as a Savior. We are clearing three roles that are deeply embedded in victim consciousness, and particularly today, we will explore and clear aspect of ourselves that feels victimized by money. Of course, in reality, money is a neutral object for energy exchange. However, because of victim consciousness that prevails within humanity, money also carries the energy of persecutor, victim, and savior, and serves the victim consciousness, the anti-life matrix. I will explain briefly now what victim consciousness is. It is the level of consciousness that most of the humanity operates from. We are programmed from our birth to play the game of victim. Okay, I'll just... somebody is unmuted. A second. Okay. So from the birth, we are programmed to play the game of victim. As kids, we are entrained to follow certain rules that don't feel right. However, we learn not to listen ourselves and to disconnect from our feelings, from our natural inner guidance. And we learn not to trust ourselves. We learn that we are not good. And that is the core. We are not good. We do not deserve. And as a result of that, people grow up in adults who are disconnected from personal value system. People who are lost, easily manipulated by mass media and other anti-life energies. So there are two types of energies. The pro-life energies is the source energy. It is the energy, the spark of that energy, you hold it, me hold, every sentient being hold it. It's the energy that makes things grow, expand, full of compassion, unconditional love, light, joy, happiness, that makes you feel easy. And in the opposite side is anti-life energy. It's energy that destroys life. It's the hate, fear that that persecute. And the money is deeply connected and rooted in that destructive anti-life energy. We can see that. By, you know, where is the most money goes to support wars, to support separation, killing, control. It's serving power control, and it supports abuses. The abuses of alpha male power energy to control female energy. Now we are at the transition of times. Now this female energy is rising and becoming equal and balanced with that male oppressive energy. And since the money is encoded to serve the power control, the people who are light workers who support life is it happens that they are, no matter how much they try, they cannot bring money in their life. The money does not follow them. Okay, so today we are going to clear that from galactic level, from that global level, and of course in ourself, because we are the part of that matrix and we agreed to play that role. Yeah. Although it sounds really, well, not so good. However, we agreed to have that experience, to have that experience of separation. And, okay, so today, yeah, I'm guided to do the curse, let's clear that first curse. It's called 666 seals, the curse implant trauma of having our wings cut off. So let's focus on your heart center and solar plexus. You're giving yourself compassion. If it is possible, just say it aloud, repeat after me, or if you're in somewhere where it's not possible, just whisper it. Okay. I'm so sorry you're cursed. I'm so sorry you carry the trauma of having your wings cut off. I'm so sorry you feel abandoned. I'm so sorry God abandoned you. I'm so sorry God expelled you from heaven. I'm so sorry you believed that you were not good. I'm so sorry you forget that you had wings once. I'm so sorry you carry the pain of separation through your whole lifetimes. I'm so sorry you forget that you can choose to release it. I'm so sorry you do not choose to release the curse now. Okay, and there is one more clearings that we will do after we continue. The Carentine 666 is the genetic block that forces the soul to reincarnate over and over again on 3D plane in order to reclaim missing piece and soul parts. Okay. Hey, I'm so sorry. You carry the block that force you to reincarnate over and over again. I'm so sorry you have to reincarnate to heal yourself. I'm so sorry you cannot release that block now. So there is also one situation. Our souls were sometimes forced to reincarnate into a control matrix in this victim consciousness. Well, not sometimes, mostly. So let's clear that as well. Just focus on your heart center and say, I'm so sorry you are forced to reincarnate into control matrix. I'm so sorry you could not resist them. I'm so sorry they forced you to feel powerless. I'm so sorry their darkness was stronger than your light. I'm so sorry you do not choose to release all that darkness now. I'm so sorry you don't let the divine spark in you heal all wounds of force and separation. Oh, cool. Okay. So now we practice the compassion key directly. At some point, we will transfer to spiritual acceleration, where I will use the word clear to clear different aspects of darkness. Then you just relax, be in your body and observe sensation. And now let's start with the meditation. Take a deep breath, relax. Close your eyes and connect to the light. Get 100 meters tall, see, sense and feel the light. Expand, connect to the unity consciousness, connect to the crystal star, unity intelligence, the mind and the heart of all that is. You are now in the knowing that you are a co-creator gifted with your own special divine blueprint that contains all virtues and attributes of the prime creator, God, source, universe, all that is. Now let a white liquid light, a spark of the creator, go into your crown, the top of your head, and let it swirl around your third eye, opening anything there, clearing anything that prevents you to be fully connected with the divine light. Clearing all anti-life energies that prevents your light to come to your brain. Now divine light is recoding your brain and planetary grid network as well. It's healing your personality matrix, dissolving all inorganic, all artificial anti-life energies from your DNA, cellular tissue level. It's transmuting your personal money matrix from supporting abuses of anti-life energies into reinforcing organic, life supporting the living light code energies. Okay. Now let the light open your ears so that you can see and hear hear the truth, hear the guidance of your higher self. Okay, it's opening your throat so you can communicate your truth. See the light going to your heart. It's clearing all sadness, all debris. It's opening to receive compassion. Okay, so you have compassion for yourself and others. It's receiving money as well, compassion encoded in money energy. And see the light going down your arms, unlocking anything in the way of you creating your future, your abundant future, your future full of joy, happiness, money flow in your life. See it going to your stomach, your power center, opening all your power centers and clearing all energies that are not yours, that interfere with your power centers. See the light going to your hips and down your legs, growing roots into the center of the planet. And right in the center of the planet, in Mother Earth's heart, where the black goo of organic, real, life-supporting Mother Earth is, and the loving, sweet, pampering kind of energy, so that you can feel safe and supported in your journey while you are here. And that energy is entering through your feet, your knees, your thighs, hips, torso, your heart, and creating beautiful ball of light in your heart, radiating 360 degrees all the way around like a big sunshine, radiating from your heart. See the light expand, passing the building you're in, the town you're in, radiating the circle of light bigger, the state you're in, your country, solar system, galaxies. Now you're at the source level, connected to all things. You're in the information field that is blessing you with a pure source energy bath. Okay, and the intention for today's call is to bring to surface and clear all miasma patterns, all disease patterns, energetic blockages in our body, physical body, emotional body, energy body, light body, that are encoded and passed down in negative ego behaviors or flawed DNA code design from all generation, and that is holding the money as a persecutor energy, the money that persecuted us. Let it be brought to the surface and clear once of all. Okay. Okay, now we are transferring to spiritual acceleration. Okay, we are going to accelerate to do a fast clearings. Okay, show me. All anti-life, anti-human beliefs that originated and reinforced by five pillars of society, religion, science, financial, government, institution that interfere from our, receiving money, flowing money into life. Okay, like here, we are bringing the money consciousness and the, you know, all encodement, everywhere where money is encoded to support wars, support destruction, support pyramid structure. And that is basically seen in a dollar bill, you know, that Taurus eye and pyramid. Okay, light, Wauters agreements, that you will agree that you will play the role in enslavement of money consciousness, yeah, and the money will persecute you, will be used as a thing for making you feel miserable, making you feel blocked, making you feel imprisoned. Yeah, okay, light. Okay, light. Let's bring it up. Let's bring, just be in your body, just bring it up from the field. Wow, it's all its agreements, yes, with those forces. Okay, light. Clear. It's all paradigm. It's go over. Now, okay. You don't have the permission to interfere with money consciousness. And everywhere where money consciousness was kept in prison, persecuted, yeah, and served as a persecution, light. Clear. Okay. Yeah, money is consciousness, like we are as well. Okay. Okay, like, let's bring the belief systems. Mm-hmm. And first, we are clearing everything and everywhere where the belief systems in affected your choices. You know, it's like you have to give others money, okay? The money is evil. Let's clear that belief. The money is evil. Okay, light. Clear. Actually, the money is neutral, okay? Everywhere where money is connected with the evil, religion, belief system that was reinforced by religion. Okay, only bad people have money. Many is devils, whatever product. Like. Clear. And everywhere where money served to enslave female energies to abuse, sexual abuse, physical abuse, when money was involved in sexual abuse. Like. Oh, there is a lot here. Okay, let's bring that up. Clear. Okay. Everywhere where money was used to put you down. These dominant male patriarchal energies that were dominating our society. It can be in a form of man, you know, male body, and it can be also in the form of a female body. That is the controlling mothers, you know, the female that has much more those energies. Like. Okay, and let's bring to the surface all these balances that are caused by money in your life. Okay, this balance is, yeah, sometimes is up and down, in up and down, feeling bad and feeling high and bad. Okay, everywhere where the negative polarities was affected your life, it's like you're feeling super happy and then you feel depressed. You feel, you have something and then you don't have, like, it can have to be balanced to have and not have. When you receive money, then you have give, you have lose it or give it away just for that balance, but it's not okay. Like, everywhere where you were affected by these negative polarities, like, it's not possible to have it all, to have money and good relationship, to have health and money, to have relationship and money and health and all, everything. If you're happy in one area, then you have be sad and feel sad in other area. Okay, like that, everywhere where that was affecting you from all lifetime special dimensions realities. Clear. Okay. Now we are going to compassion key. So you're actively participating. Focus on your heart center and solar plexus and say after me. I'm so sorry. They used money to put you down. I'm so sorry. They used money for you to feel bad and guilty. I'm so sorry. They used money to humiliate you. I'm so sorry. They used money to enslave you. I'm so sorry. They used money to play mind games with you. I'm so sorry. They used money to control what you do. I'm so sorry. They used money to make you their puppet. I'm so sorry. They used money to limit your movement. I'm so sorry. They used money to limit your freedom. I'm so sorry. They used money to create jealousy in you. I'm so sorry they used money to destroy your family. I'm so sorry they used money to make you feel guilty. I'm so sorry you couldn't say no to them. I'm so sorry your wings were cut off. I'm so sorry you experienced tremendous pain because of money. I'm so sorry you feel powerless because of money. I'm so sorry you feel abused because of money. I'm so sorry you feel unworthy because of money. I'm so sorry you feel ashamed because of money. I'm so sorry you feel like you want to die because of money. I'm so sorry you feel trapped because of money. I'm so sorry you feel judged because of money. I'm so sorry you feel abandoned because of money. I'm so sorry you feel there is no way out of that spelled circle. I'm so sorry you feel you are not enough. I'm so sorry you feel you will never be enough. I'm so sorry you cannot stand that pain and suffering anymore. I'm so sorry you want to give up. I'm so sorry they want you to give up. I'm so sorry they want you feel powerless. I'm so sorry you forget that you can choose to reclaim your power. I'm so sorry you forget that you can choose to stop playing their game. I'm so sorry you do not choose to stop playing it now. Okay. Okay, now we are going to spiritual acceleration again to clear that faster. Okay, everywhere. Okay, let's bring the, okay. Big guns present. Okay, let's bring to the light. We are fully surrounded with the light. Let's bring those darkness in any form that is. It's demons, black magic, okay, light. Clear. Clear. You're not allowed to be here. Just call them off. Yeah. You are not allowed to interfere with our field anymore. Yeah. Just back off. Back off. Go back to your dimension. Yes. And leave. Clear the money consciousness as well. Okay. Light. Okay, putting the, let's clear entities. Okay, your head. Okay. Everybody who is feeling, it's not your body, who's feeling so powerless. Okay, first we have to clear that. Okay, let's bring all souls that are involved in those victim game or persecutors, victims, the saviors that played that in that false matrix, that crazy game. Okay, wow, those agreements that you will interfere in each other's field. Okay, clear. No, it's not allowed to interfere in each other's field anymore. So bring those persecutor energies from your field. Light. Clear. It's not your body, particularly from the power center. Everybody who's interfering with your power center. Swirling, and clearing. Okay, black holes, brown holes. Okay, show me the lifetime when you were persecuted because you had money. You are robbed. Okay, let's bring those light. Situation when you were robbed and you felt that anger and sadness all mixed up, like what about those things that you have that experience of being robbed? We're enlightening that lifetimes and clearing, being robbed, okay. Having a knife pull in your back because of money, okay. Somebody promised you, you did the work for that person, and that person did not pay you. He just put the money for himself, didn't want to pay you. Okay, light. Bring those situations from all lifetimes, space, universes. Okay, click. Okay, wow, those agreements with dead souls to act like that, to be infused in that matrix. Clear. Yeah, and all that's the depth, you know, the energy of that. Okay, like, let's bring that energy of that. Light, light, light. Energy of that. Yeah. Creating more that is creating more that, and this black hole is never never feeling. Okay, because it's the polarity, is the duality, is the negative polarity, negative duality. More that is creating more that. Encodement of money to create more that. Like, but to enslave people, to play the persecutor role, to play abuser's role, and to people to lost their energies. Because if you're angry, lashing out, you're losing your energy. Clear. Clear. Right? Clear. Uh-huh. Everywhere where you lost your energy because you were like pulled into a drama game, mm-hmm, and reacted. Okay, show me lifetime, space, dimensions, realities. When you reacted, it's from your lower three chakras, when you were in reactive mode regarding money. Something happened and money was involved and you lashed out the reaction. Instinctively felt abused, instinctively felt tricked, energy of being tricked, being deceived, energy of deception, light from, yes, energy of this, let's bring that, let's bring lifetime, space, dimensions, realities. Clear, okay, it's not your body, clear that, yes, everybody who are deceived. Clear, it's particularly in power center, okay, all those deceived. It's not your body, you can go, look, light is there, yeah. You're free now, it's all, paradigm is over. You can stop to being, you know, persecutor or persecuted or Superman playing that role. So yeah, it's over. You can be powerful and loving at the same time. Let me show. Okay, light, what's that? Okay. Everywhere where money was involved with the sexual, some kind of sexual intercourse to abuse the female energies. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Some kind of energies of prostitution and pornography, and where money served that situation. Show me. All lifetime, space, men's repro, all from all people that call feel who wants to participate, and lineage. All lineage, okay, like Lao Tzu agrees that you will have that experience to be sold, your sexuality, your integrity to be sold, to let that be sold. clear, it's over. So show me all souls who are, okay, all energies that are not you, it's interfering with this root chakra, okay, not feeling safe, not feeling secure. Clear. Wow. Okay. What's presenting now? Okay, guilt. And persecuting yourself because of doing that. Fully disconnected. Everywhere where you were disconnected from your emotions. You did not, you were disconnected because it was too painful to feel that, these atrocities that really, you know, crucifixion, being headed off, okay, like all those trauma, show me all trauma that caused you separate yourself, to lose your soul, okay, like to split your soul, like. Okay, just breathe. Okay, breathe. Wow, so it's agreement that you will have that experience. Okay, and that you will never, ever figure out how to bring your soul back that was stuck in those trauma. Okay, let's bring all those traumas. Yeah, it's kind of a ritual abused. All this really, really violent ritual abuse from your system. Let's bring that, and it's connected with money, of course. Let's bring that. Let's bring that. Bring it up. Bring it out. Bringing that out, 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 out. Okay, light, light, light. Just say, focus on your heart and say, I'm so sorry you experience that trauma. I'm so sorry you were ritually abused because of money. I'm so sorry they sold you to them. I'm so sorry your parents sold you. Okay, everywhere where your parents sold your trust, sold literally, sold you to, you know, to marry some guy who did not, you did not want because you were a kid or whatever. It's like, like. Okay, wow, Zung's agreements, do you have that experience to be sold? To sell your soul. Okay, light, light, light. To be sold by others. Wow, Zung's agreements that you will sell your soul to the anti-life energies, to demons, darkness. And when you do that, let's clear those agreements because they don't actually want to let you so easy. So let's bring those. Bring all those agreements everywhere in every lifetime, spaces, dimensions, realities, universes, non-universes, when you agreed to sell your soul. The sell means for money and for power or for something material, whatever it is. And that happened because you didn't know that you can get it in by connecting with the light. So light, 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 light. All connection with the dark forces where you sold yourself, your integrity, your own values. Clear. 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 Okay. Wow, those agreements are over. So let's step out of energy field. You don't have permission to interfere anymore. Yeah, cool. Okay. Great. I will, for the moment, I will unmute you all. And if somebody wants to say something, maybe share experience, yeah. I'm unmuting you. Hello, people.
Hey, Tana, it's Eileen.
Hey, how are you?
Good. This is very powerful. I feel very thankful, and I knew stuff, but really felt it shifting when you were clearing things. Like, I've done a lot of work, but didn't realize some of this was connected to money as a persecutor and how much we're lied to, even something as simple as dealing with alcoholism in the family, and that system teaches that it's a disease and there's not a cure, and that powerlessness that is running through that is so strong that it makes me not trust healing in my marriage. But something was clearing in that with what you've been clearing this morning. It's really deep. It's a very deep teaching that there is no hope to cure that in the lineages.
Okay. So thank you. Thank you for your input. Does someone want to have a one-on-one?
I will with that. I think the 12 steps and addictions are a thing around the world that has you can hold your breath and deal with it, but not be cured.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Addiction. Okay. Just be in your body. And where you feel that?
on the backs of my ankles, all around my ankles, my throat.
Yeah, and on chat. Okay, okay. Just say aloud. I'm so sorry you're sad.
Sorry you're sad.
I'm so sorry nobody can help you.
I'm so sorry nobody can help you.
Just a second. Okay, I'm Eileen, I'm unmuting just you, okay?
Okay.
I'm so sorry you are stuck.
I'm so sorry you are stuck.
I'm so sorry you cannot step into your freedom.
I'm so sorry you cannot step into your freedom.
Okay, cool. Now we are going to accelerate things. It's addiction from your father?
Yeah, it's in the lineages of both my husband
okay.
and me.
Okay. It's just the drug addiction, right? Okay.
Drug, alcohol, sex.
Okay, let's bring all your lineage. Okay, bringing all your lineage, mother lineage, father's lineage, and it has to do about persecuting the victimizing the female energies. It's basically the mostly for that female, because you carry the female lineage from your mom and from your dad as well, because it's XY cross. And so let's bring all your lineage from all lifetime space means realities. Those agreements that you will participate in the addiction game, in this victim game, that you will allow yourself to explore that victim roles. Yeah, wow, those agreements. Clear. Okay, energies, addiction, let's just clear from your body, from your husband's energy from your body. It's interfering and creating lots of. And everywhere where you could not accept yourself the way you are, when you were disconnected and you soothed yourself to, eating or drinking or take.
Are you there? I lost you. Tenna, I don't hear you. Tenna?
Tenna, it's Susan. We can't hear you if you can hear us. Alrighty, let's see here.
It looks like she muted herself. Hey, Susan, it looks like she's muted.
Okay, I don't have access to her admin, but let me see here. Oh, maybe, nope, I can't unmute her. She's still recording. I am muted, we'll try. Okay, she's gonna try to get herself unmuted.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can, yay. I was just gonna start doing
thank you very much.
Yay.
Yeah, communication clearings, thanks Susan, and thank guys, okay. Wow, we were just clearing. We were going deep in the lineage.
Okay. You will find that interference comes in communication and technology. So if that happens again, let's all send her a lot of healing on technology and clearing, and we'll be able to keep going.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Sounding great, though.
And I'm still
okay.
Here.
Thanks.
I'm still here, Tenna, and I was sensing that too. That it's so deep that there was interference, not allowing it to get cleared.
Okay. So let's clear it. How do you feel in your body?
It's interesting because I got up when you were doing that, and I grabbed three books on the 12 steps that have felt disempowering at times and brought them over here to try to clear where is that disempowering.
Oh, okay. I'm hearing echo. I would just a second, please. Mute. And Eileen, unmute. Okay, I think now we are fine. Yes, and how do you feel in your body?
I'm still feeling a lot of pressure. I'm feeling pressure in my low back, but in my heels. But definitely, stuff was moving.
Okay, just check what is it. What's that in your lower back? Like. Okay. Okay. So everywhere where you had to be carrier to take care of people who were disabled, who were addicted, it's caring for the whole humanity. Everywhere where you were caring, you have to carry the burdens of being helpful and serving. But you know, in that opposite way, the whole humanity let it lie. And the pain and suffering and the addiction of all humanity that is resting in your back. Light. And everywhere where you stopped yourself to go further, to say no. Okay, belief system. Yes, you have to support them. They are ill, they are sick. Okay, but that was their choice. Wow, those agreements that you will never ever accept or realize that the addiction is their choice. And that you have choice to free yourself. Okay, like that. Okay, and believe that if you take care of their burdens, their responsibilities, that they will be better, they will be healed. Okay, that is for all of us. Okay, everywhere where we took other people's responsibilities, burdens to our back, thinking that they will feel better, but actually they did not. Okay, like. Okay, something is unmuting me. However, I'm on actually right now. Like. Okay, how do you feel, Ellie, now?
Softening, and I get a very strong hit. My daughter is 26-ish. She has a 50% curvature on the left top of her back. That's not surgically able to be dealt with. And I believe that's what's coming up when you're like she's carrying women.
Yeah. Okay. Just focus on your heart center and soul practice and say, I'm so sorry. She's carrying the sins of your family.
I'm so sorry. She's carrying the sins of my family.
Your actually, but it's okay. I'm so sorry, family burdens make her spine curve.
I'm so sorry, family burdens make her spine curve.
I'm so sorry, she is not aware what she is carrying on her back.
I'm so sorry, she is not aware of what she is carrying on her back.
I'm so sorry, nobody can help her.
I'm so sorry nobody can help her.
I'm so sorry it breaks your heart seeing her suffering.
I'm so sorry it breaks my heart or your heart to see
you,
her.
Well, you're saying it for you, you know, for you. So just say you. It's for you.
I'm so sorry it breaks my heart to see her suffering.
Okay, light like that. Well, with the compassion key, we basically give ourselves in the third gender. I'm so sorry you are sad. You, because you are giving, your higher self is giving you compassion. So it's empowering you. You have the power to heal you. You have power to heal your reality, to perceive reality in which your daughter presents as fully healthy, fully embodied. Yeah, that's okay. And everything what is rising up now, where we did not have that awareness that we are the one who creates our reality, that we have the power within us. Okay, everywhere where we seek our power from outside, you know, in the money, in the institution or whatever. Yeah, particularly institution, like, let's bring that heaviness from our light bodies. Yeah. Clear. Okay. How is now?
That last piece about when you said your higher power is healing you, that part clicked. And then when you said that you felt like you needed something outside of you, that was big. And then the last little thing that's sitting there is that in the serenity prayer, you know, what knowing the wisdom to know what to do, definitely my identity has been in a healed marriage, a healed family, because I came from such not that. And there's, I don't know quite how to let go of that, to let it happen if it's divine will or not, but I'm definitely tethered in my
okay.
Local.
Okay, everywhere where you doubt your inner judgment, your guidance of your higher self, of your inner voice, of the consciousness of your body wisdom, okay, where you doubt it, when you believe that everybody else has the right. They're more smarter than you. They're better than you. They're okay. Yeah, they're better than you. Everywhere where the energy of better, they are better than me. Okay. From all lifetime space dimension realities, when you first concluded that they are better than you. Okay. It's for all of us. Bring it up. Household agreements that we will have that. That assumptions that they are better than us. Clear. Well, the truth is no, nobody is better than you. You are your own boss. He is his own boss. Okay. And everywhere where the souls from your family, from your lineage interfered in each other's energies, let's bring that energies back and bring that soul pieces back to each other. Yeah, bring your soul pieces. You know, the point is to be full of you, full of you, full of your light. And the light is enlightening your power center everywhere where you felt heaviness. It's clearing a remained belief system that prevents you to be fully connected and to fully step into your own power. Yeah, and encoding, recoding the cellular level. Yeah, like. Okay. Hello, Eileen, are you here?
Yeah, I had a real calming and opening in my solar plex to allow what I know to come to me.
Okay, cool.
Good that I know, like when you were saying that they're not better than you, it was also they don't know more than you. So others, quote unquote, knew and I didn't, that was clearing.
Okay, great. I suggest that we continue with clearings. I will go through inquiries you sent to me and to clear that energy. And after that, maybe 101 and we will end up, okay?
I just want to first say thank you because that was huge.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you. Okay. Now, let's check with the inquiry. Okay, everywhere. Okay, just focus on your heart center and solar plexus. We are going to clear anything that prevents you to be fully connected with yourself and to invite money to become the money magnets in your life. Just focus on your heart center and say you, you know, not me, you. I'm so sorry you feel like you never have enough. I'm so sorry you cannot get ahead with money. I'm so sorry money makes you feel frustrated. I'm so sorry money makes you feel lacking. I'm so sorry you believed you are not enough. I'm so sorry you believed you are guilty because money is not coming in your life. I'm so sorry you believed everyone else is better than you. I'm so sorry you feel sad and desperate. I'm so sorry you hate money because it makes you feel stuck. Oh, I'm muted again. Okay, let's unmute myself. Everywhere where the one person is a spender and the other is a saver, you know, when there is an inequality, you have to take care. Okay, all those inequality in a relationship with money and that cause the family struggles, family fights, okay, like from all lifetime space dimensions realities, the family fights because of money. Blame, guilt, shame because of money. Everything what is connected with relationship in family because of money, like where money was the thing of breaking the relationship, feeling not speaking with your loved ones, or from all lifetime space dimensions realities, we are calling all those souls and vows agreements that you will put money first and not you, your own light, your own person, everywhere you put money and something material first, then the life. Clear. Clear. Yeah, clear. Okay. Numb, tired, dissociated, depressed, hard on yourself. Yeah, everywhere where you punished yourself. Yeah, when you punished, you persecuted yourself because of money. You were hard on yourself because of money. You were numb, tired. Okay, light. All those numb, tiredness, depression that is related with money and the victim consciousness, that false metric, anti-life energies that infected your life from all lifetimes. Let's bring it up. Light. From all your organs, from self, from DNA, from lineage. Clear. Clear. Light, clear. Unable to bring money in. Yeah, feeling unable, feeling disabled, feeling you're not smart enough, feeling not enough, feeling totally sad, extreme sad, deep sadness. Okay, and the one thing what I found interesting when I found it in myself, when I found that I secretly enjoy in feeling powerless, that shift the situation in my life. So everywhere where you subconsciously enjoyed in being playing the poor victim, poor me, poor victim, yeah, because that was the only way you get the love, get the power, get the intention, get the light, and get the money. Okay, let's bring that up. Light. Clear. No, you're not powerful, and you do not have to play that game anymore. You don't have to put yourself small, be small to receive money. Play the poor me, poor victim to receive people's, it's not compassion, it's pity. Yeah, everywhere where you confused love and pity. Love and pity, like. Clear. And everywhere where you confuse love and money, when parents, yeah, that's different lifetime, when parents were buying your love. No, parents, everybody in history, yeah, in lifetime space where the love was bought. Love is money. Clear. Yeah, everywhere where love is conditioned. No energy or motivation that won't make money. Everywhere where you leaked your energy because you interfered in each other's field, you played the role, whether it was victim, persecutor, or savior. Yeah, okay. Then you leaked your energy. And yeah, like when you play that game, you did not have the energy to follow your dreams, to be fully focused. Like. Clear. And everywhere where the deception was stronger than your light, stronger than your discernment. When you fell under the influence of narcissists, sociopaths, psychopaths, that empty shell, like, and you did not know realize what is actually leaking your energy. Okay, let's bring that, like bring all those leakages, like, clear, and all spaces, wormholes, black holes, like seal, all connection with those, yes, now you have awareness to recognize when somebody is trying to drag you into their drama, okay, and let's set up the boundaries everywhere where you did not know what your value is, what your boundaries is, that you have right to say no, and that is most powerful thing for yourself to say no. Okay, light. Clear. Okay, let's bring you your awareness. Your higher self is bringing you awareness about your boundaries. Okay, it's right to say no. You are not, your job is not to save anyone. Your job is not to interfere in people's field. It's not to feel pity for something or some idiotic compassion, or how do you say, it's not the compassion, it's something, you know, idiotic compassion, like that. And everywhere where you did not know to recognize the energy of a persecutor, whether it was covered or open, you know, there is open persecutor when they literally abuse you physically, but also there is this under the belt. It's a manipulation. How you could do that to me? And there is only one thing you know, that energy that when they try to make you feel guilty, okay, everywhere where people try to make you feel guilty and they hooked you in that way to do you something for them, to give them money. Or in opposite, when you persecuted people in that subconscious way to give your money from all light and time, space, dimensions, realities. Clear. Clear. Okay. That was it. Let's go further. Uh-huh. Yeah, that is addiction. We did that fighting because when there is a special need person, whether it is alcoholic, heroin addict, yeah, that is lacking money because the money supports the this addiction, anti-life energies, and it's literally flying out of your field. So everywhere where you have this addiction, whether it is a sexual addiction, a shopping addiction, whatever, you know, cigarette, tobacco addiction, whatever, addiction to drama. Okay, everywhere where you carry that frequency of addiction, you know, to suit yourself with something out of yourself, light, to seek for solution out of you, out of your inner God. You know, if you ask, okay, what should I do? Ask other people to solve your problems or whatever. You also leak your energy, like bringing all those patterns that you use to leak your energy, like you know, to that is connected with that perpetrator's field, this victim field, like clear. Okay, cursed to not make any money since I became a Christian. Wow. Okay, let's bring those curse. Okay, light. What is connected with Christians, okay. Belief systems that religion infuse in us. You have to be, to help poor, you know, to support poor. Actually, the truth is, that is also the way you leak your energy. Because if you support, if you help from the position of, poor them, and feel that kind of pity, for people, actually, you feel pity for yourself, and you cannot help yourself. So you are helping and saving others, and the religion is also embedded in that victim consciousness, reinforcing, like, public institution. Okay, let's bring that like that belief system. You like in the curse is black magic. Wow, those clear. Okay. And those black stuff, really, really, really deep black stuff, this trauma, drama, okay, like from those bodies. And yeah, this manipulation tactics that prevented you to be rich, you know, the wealthy, have lots of money, because if you have a lot, then you can help. You can give more, okay? Okay, and not helping from the position of leaking your energy, helping from the power, from your own power. You are full, and then it's your choice whether you want to help or not. It's your choice, just for fun, just for you. Clear. Yeah, it's about Christianity. There is a lot of energy around that. Okay, I have to check. Be careful about the timing. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, invisible, overlooked, not seeing. Okay. Let's focus on your heart center and soul plexus and say, I'm so sorry you are invisible. I'm so sorry you are overlooked. I'm so sorry you're underpaid. I'm so sorry you are unemployed. I'm so sorry you are underemployed. I'm so sorry you feel like you're being cursed. I'm so sorry you don't choose to break those curses and reclaim your power now. Okay. Yeah. Lack of income created the lower self-esteem. Okay, everywhere where money was involved to feel not being worthy enough. Yeah, okay, not being worthy because of money. Where money lowered our self-esteem and the lack of value. Okay, and belief system, how much money I have, I'm worth like my bank account is worth. That belief system, that's cultural. It's from culture, from all lifetimes, space, means realities, from all culture, religion, whatever. Clear. 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 Yeah, and everywhere where you connected your clear, clear. There is something about speaking your truth. Everywhere where you were stopping yourself to speak your truth because you felt they will not listen to me because I don't have money or I don't have fast car, I don't have whatever. Clear. Clear. And all emotion that is connected with that is sadness. Okay, and entities, yeah, get out, it's not your body, light, all fair, let go. Now you are free to go, okay, to the light. Let's go back, let's go further. Okay, my husband's currently separated with me because I wasn't gainful enough. Okay, so everywhere where money violated, persecuted, abused the family. Everywhere where money was caused to harm the family relationship, that kids were taken away because of money, the women were persecuted and abused because they did not have enough money to take care of their children, and so that their children went away. All those sadness, all those grief, like from all you, from all field, from all lifetimes. Let's bring it up. That pain of losing children because of the money, the pain of losing husband because of money, the pain of not being able to marry the man who you loved because of money. Okay, let's bring it up all, just be in your body, just bring that pain, then bring yeah, your heart is more powerful to connect, to make bridges. Okay, yeah, I saw that I was muted, but the clearing was, it happened, no matter. So let's check. Okay, people with money were bad. Okay, let's bring that. Greedy, jealous of them, regular quotes, to be satisfied with what you have or you won't have anything. Okay, let's bring all those belief systems. You don't need to make a lot of money if you don't spend a lot. Oh, yeah, okay, all those. That's a kind of belief system that is keeping you stuck in that victim consciousness. That matrix creates these false beliefs, and you know that it's not true. And everywhere where you bought into that belief system, money doesn't make you happy. It's more holy to be happy with less. Less makes you more holy, whatever. Like. Yeah, that is this negative polarity. If you are happy, you are poor. You know, that's, okay, white, light. Clear. 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 All those beliefs that are embodied in our cellular memory and collective memory, it's clear that. Okay, feeling guilty because when you receive money, when you feel guilty, like I do not deserving, and then spending or giving away to that. Okay, let's deserving. I'm not deserving. I'm not the one. Yes, of course you are. Everywhere where you stored in your body, energy body, emotional body, the energy of not deserving, not being good enough. Let's bring it to the surface from all life, time, space, and realities, from your lineage, from your DNA, from your children and children of the children, for the future generation, now generation, future generation. Okay, like I'm not deserving. I know it's lie, it's lie, it's lie. You're a waiter, it's lie. Let's bring that lie clear. Clear, while to agreements that you will believe that lie, and that you will believe that all lies that this false victim consciousness, false matrix is imposing to you. You're a divine being, you don't have to believe it anymore. Okay. Okay, and let's clear the addiction to healing. You know, I have to heal. I have this modality and this. That was my pattern, really. Okay. Everywhere where we, that is also, I'm not good enough. I have to fix myself. Where we were fixing ourselves to the eternity. We, you know, I just have to do that to do that. I just have to do that. One more thing. Okay. Yeah, everywhere where we perpetually, we were healing ourselves with, you know, and it was never enough. We were stuck in the healing junkies. Okay, like, yeah. Okay, that's particularly fun for me. clear. Yes, you have power. You have power to heal everything. Okay, feeling frustrated, always working for us to have enough. Okay, but it's always working. Okay, everywhere where you connected the hard work with the money, in your money flow, in your love. Well, let's bring all that from all lifetimes, space, realities, like that. And you were persecuted and abused by that hard, that's also the institution, our system. That hard, you have to work hard, and not have time for your loved ones because you need money. You work hard for, need money for what? Okay, let's bring that. Yeah, okay, all those work hard. Yeah, the money is just for, you know, special people, for elites and those and codmons money. Clear. Okay, and now let's just finish with intention. Okay, imagine that you're holding a ball. We are creating the magic ball intention. Okay, now we are putting in intention. We are encoding money consciousness to support us and to hold our mission, our highest purpose in service to the one light, our source, the living light code. Energy template of money updated, renewed, and forever in the internally sustained light. Transmuting all connection and embodiment of money consciousness in the form of artificial intelligence, non-organic artificial consciousness of patriarchal domination, to the one light, to the pro-life energy, to serve the light. Okay, and intentions for everybody, everyone who is participating in this call, whether now or in the future now, and for all our families to receive miracles in money form, that money comes to our reality with joy, with happiness, with ease. Money loves us, we love money. Money supports us and our mission. Okay, pulling energy from all universe to all people, all life, feeling the energy ball. Whew. scream to the heart, and so it is. And now let's connect with the joy. Okay, our joyful self. Okay, let's bring some joy, some fun. Okay, because we are aware that everything is just a game. Okay, I will unmute. Okay, unmute all. And thank you very much. And if somebody has to go, you can go. And if someone wants to have one-on-one, we are free to do that also.
Thank you. That was beautiful.
And that was really powerful, the whole call.
Thank you. We have two other, so looking forward to them.
Absolutely.